Hello?
Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Oh, my God. Do you know I've been on the phone over half an hour?
And I'm Are you serious?
You. What?
You've been waiting that long to talk to a supervisor?
Ma'am, let me put my glasses back on. I will tell you exactly how long I've been on the phone. I've been on the phone. I have to get in the light. I don't have very good eyes. 32 minutes and 15 seconds.
That is a long time.
Yes, it is, and I've been kind of shoved around, and I know why, because I, and I'm not blaming you, I tried to buy a pair of leggings on Christmas Day, because I'd gotten some money for Christmas. I never got the leggings. And I've had this charge, I realize I've had this charge for 6 months now. And somebody told me they were sending me emails. I never read my emails. I discard them 100 at a time.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want my money back. I haven't gotten anything from this company.
Okay, I'll have to get the account pulled up. What's your first and last name? Because, yeah, they do send you emails letting you know that you need to go online to purchase your leggings, so I have to definitely see what we can do about this. What's your first?
You know what? I never opened the email, so.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. So you didn't read the information when you first signed up that told you that if you didn't call in to cancel, this was going to turn into an auto ship?
No, this is a scam. I was not made clear. I thought I was buying one pair of leggings.
Yes,
for $19.99 or $29.99. I can't remember. And I've been charged $49-something every month since Christmas.
Yeah, you do start off at the $28.99, but if you don't cancel it, then, yeah, it turns into an auto ship for $49.99. If you're not careful,
okay,
if you just
well,
get
that's
on there.
Not fair. I mean, I didn't understand it. It was done on my phone. I'm 70. I'll be 75 next month.
Ma'am.
I'm not very good technically. I thought I was ordering one pair of leggings.
I understand. Let's see what we can do for you. Like I said, I understand what you're saying, but we do give you the information. We do make
you
aware.
You know what? Don't give it clear enough. It's not provided clearly enough.
So what's your first and last name?
I'm not a dummy. I'm a very commonsensical, intelligent person. I'm not very technical, but I did read everything, and nothing led me to believe I was signing up for anything for every month. If it was in the fine print, I missed it.
Yes, ma'am. And what's your first and last name?
Kathleen with a C, C-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Last name, Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2017 Los Feliz Drive, Apartment 5, Thousand Oaks, California, 91362.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I originally do see you did sign up for the 2 for $24 on for the $28.99. So, yes, they do tell you that they're going to bill you, put you on auto ship. Of course, like you said, you didn't read the fine print. You didn't check your email, so you didn't get the email knowing that you had to go on each month to purchase your leggings. So now you've never got anything, and you want to get your money back.
I just want to be credited to my account.
Okay, so so you're saying you don't want to go purchase the leggings. You don't no longer want them. You just want to get a refund, correct?
No, I thought I was buying one pair of leggings, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'll do is... Go ahead.
You might not have seen it, but that's what it looked like. I mean, I remember spending about 10 to 15 minutes reading things. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. So, like I said, yeah, it's there. Like you said, you probably were reading, but apparently you didn't read the terms and conditions that told you that you were going to be billed, because I'm sure you would have called in, but... I do
we
see
don't
here
have
on.
To repeat that again. We already know that.
Okay, so on 6/22, I can give you a refund for $49.99 as a one-time courtesy.
No. I want 6 months worth or I'm going to somebody.
I do apologize for that, ma'am. We can't give you 6 months worth.
Ma'am, I want 6 months. I never got anything from this company.
Well, that's because you said you never checked your email so that you could go on there to
check my
to sign up.
Nobody said I had to check my emails. The only reason you had my email was because I was using my
ma'am,
cell phone.
We have your email is because you put it in there and we also send you the information so that you can go purchase the leggings. And we let you know that, but you didn't read the fine print like you
ma'am,
said. So that's why you didn't know.
I discard my emails about 100 to 150.
I know. I understand that. But this is just our policy. Like I said, we can do some compensation.
You're not giving me back months.
But we can't
that's
go back
not
and give
work.
You 6 months.
I've gotten
months,
nothing from you. It's a scam.
And I asked you, did you want me to give you the tracking number? You said, no, you didn't want anything. You just wanted to get your money back. But I can't give you all these charges back. I do apologize for that.
Why? Because I didn't get anything from you. It's a scam.
Okay. That's why, because you didn't call in to cancel out your account.
Ma'am, it's a scam. It wasn't made clear.
I'm sorry. So I'll see if I can give you, I'll go up higher to see if I can give you the charge for $523 for $49.99. Would you like to accept that, those two charges?
No, I want them all.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. I can't do that.
Want them all. I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. I'm 75 years old next month. I do not read emails. I had to be taught how to get rid of them because the numbers kept going up on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, like I said, what I'll do is, only thing I'm going to do is I'll be able to give you up to three. Like I said, other than that, I can't give you all the refunds back on the account. I do apologize for that. But I can give you 3 months.
No, I want more. I want more. I've got
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Okay, I understand
nothing.
That you don't have anything, but I asked that you want the codes. You said no, you didn't want to go in there to purchase the leggings. So the only thing I can
know,
do is give you 3 months.
What
yeah,
would
I can't.
Anybody do with, what would I do with 12 pair of leggings?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a subscription. That's the thing. You would just get 2 pair of leggings each month until you cancel.
Well, I don't want 12 pair of leggings. I don't need 12
yes,
pair
ma'am.
Of leggings. I never would sign up for that if I knew what I was getting. It was not clear.
Yeah,
it could not
yes,
have
ma'am.
Been clear because I'm not an idiot.
Give me 1 second.
And I have been on the phone over 32 minutes by the time I spoke to you.
Yeah, we've been really busy.
Well, you know what it seems like, and I'm. It seems like you just keep people stay, the company, not you personally. Keep people on the phone, hoping they'll give up.
No, it's not that. Now we do is they when you call in, it's an order that you come in. So once somebody gets off the phone, if you're next in line, then that's when they pick up the phone to answer the call. That's how it works.
Spoke to somebody twice, then I spoke to another supervisor, then I spoke to you. So, I mean, I just felt like I was being ignored and somebody wanted me to give up.
Oh, no, ma'am. Give me one.
I mean,
that's
too long to be on hold.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. If I was on hold, I'm sure I'd feel the same way. Give me 1 second.
And you can probably tell that I never opened the emails.
I mean, now that's on your end. We don't have, that's your information. We don't have access to your email. That's what'll be on your own personal phone.
Well, I thought you would know if somebody picked up
no,
your
we
code.
Can. No, we can. No,
they
no, we
can.
Their
mail. I never opened it.
Oh, no. We can tell if you use the gift card code, but we can't check your email. But we can tell if you use the code or not. We can check that. But, of course, I know you didn't because, like you said, you didn't even check your email. So I know you didn't go on there and try to purchase anything.
No. I mean, I didn't know I signed up for something so crazy. I mean, I don't need 2 pair of leggings.
I know. I understand.
Pair. I needed 1 pair.
Look, trust me, I've did it before. I've signed up for things. not don't read the fine print, get a bill, and I call in like, what is this? Well, I didn't read it. Okay, well, you agreed to it. Okay, well, okay, well, it won't happen the next time. That's the only thing I can say. It won't happen the next time.
I'm not leaving this alone. I'm not leaving this alone.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you. I'm saying just when it happened to me, that's how I handle it. I just said, I'm not going to do it again. I can't argue with you because the information is there. I read it. I agreed to it, and there's nothing I really could do about it. I mean, of course, I could have kept complaining, but I was like, it's not even worth it to me. I just left it alone.
I even live on $1,000 a month, Social Security, so it's worth it to me.
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't care if I was getting $3,000 a month. I would be like, you know, yeah, but no, I didn't have time to keep going back and forth with those people about that. Let me one second. I'm just checking on some things here. Just one moment. See if there's something more that we can do besides that. Give me one second.
I appreciate your patience.
You're welcome.
I know I've been, and you've been nice.
Yeah, you definitely have to have patience on these kind of jobs.
I respect you.
You got that right. I'm telling you, it's oh God. Sometimes you just have to stop.
Do you kick the dog when you go home?
Oh God, I just want to beat the door and just pull out my hair and everything. You have no idea. I mean, sometimes I promise you, I can have a day where 8 hours, nobody's mad. You know, nobody's frustrated, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe nobody got mad today. And then some days it's just as soon as you answer the phone, they're just upset, and I'm like, oh my God, I know what kind of day this is gonna be.
32 minutes on hold will do that to someone.
You got that right. No, this is what I do when I'm at home and I'm calling.
To the first person that answered, she said, would you please hold? And I said, of course, Jasmine, I'd be happy to hold.
This is what I do when I'm at home. I'll put it on speakerphone. I'll just be all over the house, you know. And then as soon as somebody picks up, I'll be like, hello. Because, you know,
sitting
like
on the couch with it. Now I'm chasing.
No, I do the same thing. Seriously, I do. I do the same thing.
I have blood pressure. I wouldn't want anybody to take it right now.
Where is this? This thing, now I got to go back here. I hate this. It's like when I put this number in, it just takes everything off the page. And then I got to try to go back.
Sorry you're going through all this trouble. But
No, it's not you. It's it has nothing to do with you. You're fine. I'm just trying to be able to pull this other.
It's
and
whoever
I hate
did
me.
This. I mean, crying out loud.
I know. Trust me. Yeah. Oh God. Let's see. This should be the right. Okay, this is the right one I need. Now let me go because we're trying to get some things checked here so I can see here about. Okay, let's see.
I haven't lost you, have I?
No, you're not. We're just making, because like I said, you know, we're just trying to see if, you know, like I was telling you, if there's, you know, because we're only allowed to do that, but I'm trying to tell them, like I said, you never got anything. You said you didn't know. So we're trying to see, you know, what else that we're going to be able to do.
Why would, who needs 2 pair of leggings a month? I mean, that's ridiculous. I could have sworn it was only $19.99 for 1 pair of leggings.
Trust me, they'll say, they'll say, well, the same thing. They'll say, I thought I was signing it for 20. I thought it was just one. Then I'll say, well, did you read the terms and conditions? No. And they're like, well, you're talking about the fine print. Yes, well, I didn't see it. You know, I didn't read that.
Got to that part. I mean, I don't remember that. I mean, I would never agree to that. I would never sign up for something that I can cancel in 7 days. I know better. Something similar to this happened to me about 8 years ago or something.
Did it? Oh, Tamar, where you had signed up and thought it was a one-time thing and then they start billing your account.
No, I don't remember what it was. I just remember having a conversation on the phone with a man for a long time and just telling him, I'm not paying you. I'm not paying you. I didn't get anything.
She said, I just tell him I'm not paying you. Wait, I could see you saying that now. I seriously could. I promise.
But that must have been something on the telephone. So I've never ordered over the telephone again. So this was like a whole new thing. This was like, you know, like a technical thing. It was like a email, I guess, or something. Or some kind of notice came up on my phone, probably on Facebook or Instagram or something. And the only reason I do that is so I know what my kids are and my grandkids are doing.
Yes, ma'am. So we did look further into it. Like I said, I went up higher. I told them all the information. I told them I had offered you the 3 refunds. And they said, under the company's policy, that's all I'm going to be able to do. I can't do any more than the 3. So that's what I was checking on first. So after that, that's up to you how you want to handle it after you get the 3 refunds. If you want to, you know, that's up to you how you want to have it after that. But she said that, no, we're only allowed to do 3. Upper management.
I'll call my credit card company.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and do that for you. So give me 1 second because I have to put all this in. So that's why I was making sure. So I hope you get everything situated here.
I do too.
I know. Trust me, I've did it before. I know how you feel. So I was like, if you don't put this money back into my account, and the guy was like, well, I'm sorry. You know, it was like mine was on like a cell phone, and the sad part about
it. Mine was a cell phone too, but it's a scam.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It's a scam.
Yeah.
They don't make it clear.
They were telling me the same thing, like, oh, just selling it to me for a good advertisement, but didn't tell me that they were going to add interest rates and take money out of my account. And all of a sudden, some money came out. And I was like, what is this for? And then that's when I called the man. And I was like, well, they didn't tell me that. And it just went from there. And he did settle it for me.
For an older couple that can't get to the store. And I use my credit card. And I give them all the receipts, and they write me a check about once every week or two. So I haven't been keeping that much track. And I've been doing it for about 7 or 8 months now.
Oh, so you're just doing this on your own?
Yeah.
That's nice. Where's my book at?
And so I save all the receipts, and I give them a receipt every time I bring them their groceries. They don't live far, and they're old people, and it's really hard for them. And they have somebody that comes into their house 3 times a week, but they won't shop for them. So I told them I would.
Oh, well, you're a really nice person, I see. Well, you'll get blessed for that as well, so. I'm still getting all your refunds put in. Yeah, you'll get blessed for that. So, I mean, even though, like you said, you're giving them the receipts, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and then they write a check. And I keep track of it, and then they write a check.
I thought you were saying that you were doing it, but they didn't have to pay. You're saying they're paying you for it. You're just going to get it for them, basically.
The groceries, yes. They're not paying
you. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I see. What's the date? The 25th? Yes, this money's gone. Can you believe it? It's gone already. It's about to be the 4th of July.
So you're taking off April, May, and June?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's what I'm doing for you now.
So
yes.
I have January, February, March.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, next time, just be careful when you sign up for this stuff online.
There's not going to be a next time.
She said there's not going to be a next time. Mm-hmm. I don't, trust me, I understand.
It is a scam. I mean, they did not make it clear.
I have never been on there. I would have to actually go on there and see. That's the thing. See, it's actually, what is going on here? Give me one second. These computers just do what they want to do. Okay.
Kind of like the virus, huh?
Don't even get on. Look, that virus is horrible.
Yeah, it is. It's really hurting a lot of people.
I mean, can you believe all these people that has died from that?
No. 121,000, I think, at last count.
Are you serious?
122,000.
That's insane.
And it's running rampant again. It's going up in a lot of states.
Oh, yeah, they said it because it's going to get fall and it's going to get worse is what I heard.
Yeah, I think your state's one of them that's getting really bad.
We got the highest rate in the city as of now.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Well, I think it had to do, first of all, don't you have meat packing plants?
Who?
Meat packing plants.
What's that?
You know, like Tyson.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's where a lot of it started. And then, for you guys. And then all the people that work there, they go home to their families, and then the families go see people, and it just goes and goes and goes. And then we had Memorial Day, and nobody cared, and a lot of people got together. So then we got a surge from that, and then we had all the demonstrations, and a lot of people weren't wearing masks.
You're right. That's what it was.
So it just started over again.
Started over. You're right. It did, and it's really sad that they don't care that it started over again.
I don't blame them for having demonstrations, but the least people could have done is wear a mask.
You're right, though, seriously. I'm almost done here. I don't mean to keep you so
60.
Long. Did you? Oh, God. I'm almost done here.
Did you hear that the other person running for president is not going to have a convention?
Why? Because of the virus?
He's going to do a virtual one.
So how are people going to vote?
Huh?
So how are people going to vote? Because they're scared to get out. So how are people going to vote that they're scared to get out, like older people?
Well, yeah, I am one of them. I vote by mail. I always have. I mean, I have for so many years. But I'm talking about the convention, you know, where all the people go.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Trump's having his conventions. That's another thing that's spreading it. He was just in Arizona, and that's going to spread. And then, but Biden's not going to have an in-person convention. He's going to do it online or on TV.
Oh, so who all is running? Him and who else? Biden and who else is running?
Trump.
No, I know Trump and Biden. That's it. Those are the only two that's running.
That's it.
Oh, my Lord.
Shouldn't be much of a choice to make right there as far as I'm concerned.
You know, you got that right. Seriously. Like, for real, you're definitely telling the truth about that, though. Because, like you said, there ain't much. Yeah, there ain't much to...
No, I don't get the people that I really don't. It is beyond my comprehension how people could be back that man. I just don't understand it.
I hope they don't. I hope he doesn't get in, because from what we've already experienced, if that man gets in again, I don't know what this world is going to come to.
Well, I don't know that we'll have a strong democracy after it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's everybody's quitting now and resigning, stepping down. I don't know what we're going to have. Like you said,
they're firing anybody that doesn't agree with him and tries to find out what he's doing. They fire him. They fired this whole journalism section that is in Europe and the Middle East and the United States. And it's been all over. It's been there since between World War I and World War II, I think. It's this whole organization. I think it's called Voice of America. And it's not non-commercial. They just report the facts. Well, Trump fired the head of it and put in a guy who's never worked at a paper. And the first day the guy was in, he fired everybody in every country.
What?
Yes, I swear to God, I am not lying.
Whoa, that's horrible.
And that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the kind of stuff that's going on all over. He's just destroying the democracy.
He's sad. They got to get him out of here. If they don't, because I promise, if he goes another term, they might as well just throw a bomb on the United States. I don't mean to sound like that, but I'm just saying.
I don't want to. I worry for my grandkids. I mean, I'm not going to have to live with it much longer, but my poor grandkids won't have anything.
That's what I'm saying. And I have kids, so that's why I'm worried about it. So people need to get out and vote. Like you said, don't get out and vote because of what's happened. You should have been voting to start with. The man probably would have never got in office if everybody was voting.
True, I voted, but I didn't vote for him.
I didn't either. I thought he was a joke. I mean, seriously, when they first said it, I said, you got to be. I really thought it was a joke when they said this man was running, because what's the name of that show he had on TV?
The one that you're fired.
Yes. I mean, come on. How could a person with a TV show, are you kidding me, run for president?
He says he's good at business, and that's one of the reasons why.
Oh my God!
You know, like when Obama was in, they had and the SARS started. He started this whole organization, pandemic organization, that was looking into diseases before they happened, and getting everything organized so for PPEs and for vaccines and all this stuff. Now, you can't come up with a vaccine overnight, but everything was in place. It was an organization. Well, in 2018, Trump got rid of it. He said, I'm a businessman. I pay for things that I can look at. I don't pay for things that might happen.
That's sad.
Very sad. Very sad.
Because
Hillary
right.
definitely wouldn't have done that.
Oh, now that's who I voted for her. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody has done bad things in politics. There is nobody that you can pull off,
right.
You know, that's going to say that they have nothing they've ever did. So don't get me wrong. Trump's had things behind him here. Everybody does. So you can't go out by saying, well, I'm not going to vote for her because she did this. Everybody that's been president has did things bad.
Never vote for anybody.
You know, you're right. We wouldn't even have a president if we did that.
Right. But I mean, that man, when he came down the escalator and announced, the first thing he did was throw out racist comments. It was just sick.
It was, seriously.
He's an evil man.
He is. And he, you see how he just plays around with it? Like, he'll joke around about stuff like, don't do any more testing or drink disinfectant. Who does that?
Somebody with no common sense.
I know. And then happens to be the president of the United States.
No.
And then he'll come back and say, I'm joking. These are people's lives at risk. These people are dying. And you're sitting around here saying, oh, it was a joke?
122,000 people have died in the United States.
Oh, God. That makes me just, do you not realize how many people are hurting over this that are never going to get over this, that they let this get out and didn't take charge of it, and now all these people are dead?
Right. They're dead, and more people are going to die. They say by October, there will probably be at least 180,000.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I wouldn't lie to you. I don't even know you, but I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh, my God.
But those are the predictions.
That is
for
sad.
October.
That is. Oh, people better showing up. When it starts getting fall, like whenever you, like I said, flu virus hits, people better get everything they need and don't even come out of the house, period.
You know what? I didn't leave the house until last weekend, from the middle, like the beginning to middle of March. I was not out of the house. My kids brought me all my food, and I had my doctor's appointment on the phone. I didn't get to go to the dentist, and I went over to my daughter's Saturday to celebrate my other daughter's birthday, and I hadn't seen my grandkids since then.
Oh.
We were all together, but we all tried to stay, you know, like a little bit apart, and we ate outside. Well,
that was nice.
I got a call on Tuesday that one of my grandkids, one of his friends, got the virus, and he was with him when he didn't have any symptoms.
Oh.
Yeah, so now I've been exposed.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
No,
I hope you're okay.
I hope so, too. I've been exposed to somebody that's been exposed. Let's put it that way.
So did you get tested?
My daughter picked me up. No, she didn't pick me up. She came, and I followed her in my car. And I went and got a test, but I'm going to have to take another one in a couple weeks, too.
Oh, so you're saying that one was okay, but you're just going to make sure, because people have been testing positive and negative at the same time.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the results yet.
Oh, you haven't got, okay. Well, I'm hoping you sound okay to me.
My grandson was exposed to somebody that didn't have any symptoms. That's the problem. You spread it when you don't have any symptoms, and then you get the symptoms 4, 5, 6 days later.
Oh.
So you're walking around thinking that you're healthy. That's what they mean by asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms, but they've got it. But it hasn't reared its ugly head yet.
I just hate this. I wish somehow they could just spray and just the virus just disappears.
Yeah. Well, they need a vaccine, but that doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, you got that right. And look, I don't know the way they've been killing people. I don't even know if I would even try a vaccine. They got they've been testing things.
It's people's homes and the jails. It's almost like they're getting rid of the people they don't need anymore.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, what are they trying to do? Increase
the people in jail. Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
We don't need them anyway.
We don't need them anymore. Just take them out. Like, just let them stay in there with the COVID. They don't need to be treated. Just let them die. We'll just throw them in a box.
Or in a hole.
You got that right. Look, just take them off somewhere in a hole, dig or something. Just dump them off. It's really sad how they were doing people. But
did you see the TVs when it first started happening with all the meat trucks, all the refrigerated trucks?
No. What happened with that?
Well, there were huge, huge trucks, like you see on the road, that are refrigerated trucks. They were putting all the dead bodies in them, because the morgue couldn't hold them.
That's sick.
It is.
Nah, I bet they were just nothing, like they were just not
well,
even people.
I don't
people.
Think they were treating them like that. I think it just took them by surprise, and they, you know, they couldn't let them rot, and there wasn't a place to put them. So that was like the best thing they could do to keep them from decaying. It's horrible.
You're right. I guess so.
I remember seeing pictures of truck after truck after truck. And they'd fill it up and they'd move it and they'd put another one in.
I don't even think I would have wanted to see that. Probably would have made me sick on the stomach.
too. As far as
I know, just horrible. Well, let me, because I'll have you on here. I'll have you on here talking and be like, girl. But I did go ahead and get those three. You'll get $150 refunded back to your account.
Okay.
Like I said, of course, you can handle it from there after there. I mean, if you want to call back in or how it works, you want to write down this cancellation number so that way you'll have proof you do need to call back in to check on the refund.
I can call this company back again?
Yeah, you can call the same number back. And if, just say if you don't get all three refunds within 3 to 5 days, you can call the number back, give them the order number, and pull up the account.
But I can't call and argue for the other three.
I mean, that's up to you. You can call and do whatever you want on the account. I'm just going to tell you, you can call and check on the refund. As far as any other refunds, now, I don't know how they would handle that. But I know they upper management told me I can only do three. But if that's up to you, if you want to call back in, that's totally up to you.
Okay.
Yes,
and what's
ma'am.
My confirmation number?
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Hmm?
It's going to be 877 234.
C Charlie 877234.
Yes, ma'am. So you should have that cancellation. You should have the three refunds amounts. Like I said, if you want to call back in to check on the refund within 3 to 5 days, if it's not there, then you can do that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
I
you're
hope you
so
learned
welcome.
A lot. You're
ma'am.
You're probably working too hard. I've been watching TV.
I wish I was like you at home just watching TV all day. I'd love that.
Well, I'm pretty old. There were lots of days I was at work. Okay.
I guess I need to keep working.
I appreciate it.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling Leap 14. Have a great day, Miss Kathleen.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.